Yeah, I don't think there'll be any sitting out in the back working working DX or listening to the ball games. So you'll have to check it out in other ways. But yeah, we'll see. Sounded pretty good this way. I've worked it, I've worked it with Modest about 5 watts. I can work it here. Well, I'll switch to it with 5 watts from here. Next transmission, just to give you an example. Now, the antenna's outside on the chimney at 25 feet, so, and it's, some old ancient diamond that HTV put up for me 40 years ago, literally, I'm not kidding, and it's still up there, same coax running to it, knock on wood, and so it's some sort of gain antenna at UHF, I don't know how much, it's about 6-footer, I'm thinking. So whatever you get out of a UHF antenna, it's a tri-bander actually, 1296 tri-bander, and so whatever, it's always performed very, very well for me all these years. But anyhow, 5 watts from where I'm at, I'll show you that next go around. But I was running around in the car with it. It does flutter a little. The transmitter flutters a little, as I'm like driving around 12-mile road. Most of the time it's great. It's up nice and high, up in the red, and but every once in a while a little dip, and I seem to be getting into it pretty easy with Modest power, 15, 20 watts. So, I guess just like you guys are just starting to get to the area where the 2.6 is kind of in and out, I'm in the area where that one's kind of in and out. So, go figure.
Yep. Well, that's like the ideal overlap. When one starts to get marginal, the other one picks up. So that makes sense. I recall a few years ago that this particular one had really particular great coverage in this area, and obviously to the west. And I don't remember if it was south or north as it did pretty well. And then Phil had mentioned something about so there's some other stuff in that tower that was taken down decommissioned. In other words. And he's able to pull a bandpass filter out or pull some additional notch filter out of the receiver or whatever. And I think that he was thinking that, once it was back up to par, that it would actually be better than it previous was because, whatever device was on that tower that was causing a problem was gone. So that'll be nice to see if that's what happens.